We're up to Yud Daled. It's been a couple of weeks. Just to remind everyone what we were doing, the Tzaddik was talking about, based on the Gemara's and Shabbos, that even at nighttime, which are times of darkness, times of galus, there's always some light. There's the moon and there are the stars. So now in Os Yud Daled, he's talking about the opposite, that even during times of day, times of light, there's also some level of darkness as well. So if you take a look at the bottom here, Os Yud Daled, he says, Lumos ha-mevur le'el, Shagam v'layla nitzrach lios or havlavana v'kochavim v'nirmid. So just like we discussed at nighttime, there's a need for some light to the moon, the stars, and so on. So to his barakan shagam b'yom during the daytime, which is considered the zman shesham shem shemaim nigla al kopnei ha'olam katan, where there's a revelation, there's a clarity of a Kadosh Baruch who's ruling of the world. Nitzrach lios koach hamaster l'tovah. There's also an element of hiddenness. An element of darkness, which is necessary, which is part of, it's actually beneficial. How so? So he explains, Kamoshe, the Gashmias, Gamba Yom Zman Ha'or, you look outside today, it's a daytime, the sun's out, but we don't see the sun, there's clouds. Yesh Lepamim Ananim Hamunam Ha'or, Shel Shemesh Min Ha'olam, there are clouds, there's an overcast that's blocking the sunlight from coming in and the warmth from coming in. It's not dark. I don't need light outside. I could see. So it's somehow it's covering up to a certain extent the light. That's what how it works in Gashmius. And this is beneficial for us. Why? If a person looks directly at the sun, it's not healthy for a person's vision. When a person stares directly at the sun, his eyes get weak and the vision gets dim. So it's helpful to have it cloudy sometimes. It also protects us from it's too hot. So we don't appreciate it now in the winter, but in the summer, an overcast could help protect from the overheat. Which person could get burnt from hurt from heat strokes. So that's how it works in Gashmius, but he explains here, it's a similar idea when it comes to the spirituality, the Ruchnis as well. Because Bizman Shem is Gala or Ha'emes L'Adam, when a person is, Baruch Hashem, he sees the light and the Emes, L'Pamim Yesh Tova Ba'Astaris K'tsas, there's a benefit to somehow hiding a little bit the Emes, the Ma'or Ha'emes, at least the shine, the light of the Emes, Ha'behar Midai. If it's too much, the Emes, sometimes it can be bad. How so? Because Shamastakil Midai Ba'or Ha'emes Ha'bahir Yachal Hachish Bezeez Koach HaSagas Emes. A person is always exposed to truth, he doesn't appreciate it. If you're exposed to, you know, to a good steak all the time, so you don't appreciate, you lose the appreciation of a steak. So a person always sees the Emes with such clarity, he doesn't appreciate it, takes these things for granted. And V'gam Hislavos Eish Ha'avel HaShem Yisbarach, the passion, the fiery love one has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanovas me'asagas arivuso v'otzem mitzikos or halnevesh. You want to taste the sweetness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to feel the sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu with you. Yachal hazik nafsho. It could sometimes be damaging if it's too much, if it's too often, if it's too frequent. Shemirov hislavuso yagia ad kalos hanefesh mamish ad sheteitza nishmasa. A person falls in love so much with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds strange, but you fall in love so much with Hashem. You want to be just with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now in this world, something can happen. Kemo shematzinim benadav aviyu. They wanted to be close to Hashem, and they weren't close to Hashem. They had such a love, such a passion, but they ended up dying. So Nadav Aviyu is a whole, it's a very deep Indian, but that's not the way we live our lives, to remove our neshama from our world to connect to Hashem. So yes, we want to connect to Hashem as much as possible. But the magnitude is too much, the frequency is too much, the quantity and the quality is way too much. That could be detrimental to our growth. Either because it gets dry to us, we're too used to it, or because we want to remove ourselves from the world we live in. And he explains, it's not only that the concealment it avoids damage, but there's also a benefit. It brings good to a person. It actually allows for new ashpahs, for new influences. Kemoshe shemati b'inyan zeh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mizbitzer, which I think the Izbitzer's yurta, I think it's tomorrow night, maybe. Tomorrow or tomorrow night. Apostle kamechasa shemayim b'ovim, hameichin la'aretz matar, that the sky is covered and shadowed in clouds, it prepares the ground for rain. Shaydei kisoyze atzmo hu morid tipa chadasha al geshem laguf habria hametzameches sheish beilanos v'disham kiotibem. When the cloud comes, it now allows for eschadshus. So we don't like a day that's overcast, but that leads to rain, and the rain leads to the growing of grass and flowers and trees and plants and so on. Sometimes we experience, you know, dips in our ruchnis, darkness in our lives. But that's all Yirida L'Tzorach Aliyah. Sometimes we feel like, I'm not interested in learning this morning, I don't want to go to shir this morning, I don't want to go to mechavrusa. Sometimes you're lacking that passion. That void in a person's life, the void in a person's desire to come closer, that's actually a hachana for an incredible elevation. V'hainu, idea tzaka shetzoik kishmisponin al drachav rov shiflus of yudaso. A person, you know, you want to be in that place. You want to want Hashem. You want to learn more. But sometimes we say, I'm not interested. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to daven. And then you daven to Hashem that please help me want to do this. Help, I want to, but I'm not feeling the want. So you begin to daven to Hashem. You call to Hashem, please help me have that cheshek. That davening, that tefillah brings a new chadshus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He implants within each person a new want, a new desire, a new lust to connect to Hashem. And then hopefully, mit Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers your tefillah, and then you have that newfound desire to draw closer. That's what's called, first the pritzadik, a new tipa, a new drop, a new drip of the rain, a new drip of the desire, the cheshek. Ubeguf hametamechas hanim shalakach haholada benefesh. And as the trees grow and the grass grow and the gashmias, so the comparison, the ruchnias as well, the nefesh grows. The nefesh grows from that new tipa, that newfound desire to learn and to daven. V'hamater atzma, the rain itself, hamiramid le'etzem hashpa. The rain represents the influence, the impact. Eino tova el bezmano. The rain can only come at the right time. If it rains in the summer in Eretz Yisrael, it's not good. It has to rain at the right time. And the midnight, that's the best time for Ashba. It's a deeper Indian he's not really elaborating on. You can look at the footnote if you like. Sometimes, if it's too cloudy, it's not good. You need the sun to help things grow. Sometimes too much clouds could prevent growth. You need heat sometimes, you need sunlight. When the tefuah is done, when it's time for the harvesting, before you could start cutting the grains, that's to dry. So you need the rain. Rain helps it grow. But once it gets to its full growth, if it remains green, it's not good. You have to let it dry. And that's when you actually start cutting the wheat for matzahs. You need to have the sun to let things dry, and then you could cut it and then process it. So too when it comes to serving Hashem. Nitzrechas pamim la'adam ha'kara. You have to have this recognition, this acknowledgement, this clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shafil ha-machshava shebemocha ratun libo eino mikocha v'otz miyada. Elakom Hashem Yisbarach levado. You have to realize that your own accomplishments are not your own doings. They're not kocha v'otz miyada. Rather, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. V'zeh be'es ha-ktzira. That's when it comes to the harvesting. Meaning, shugmar ma'isa. When you've accomplished something, you've completed something, which is the mechuna ktsir, that's called the ktsir, that's the end of the growth of the year. Kemoshi bi'arti b'sof perakam de baba kama, elsewhere. It's masha darshu al-pasuk, ashrechem zorei ha-komayim, shekol osu b'tarav miklis chasadim, zorech l'nachas shnei shvatim. Fine, we could skip this. Ktsir, he quotes a pasuk, kemoshi chasati b'makum achar. So what he's trying to say here is that when a person at the end of the day, so sometimes you need that tokaf chom. In other words, when you're going through the process of growth, and then there's the completion. But during the growth, so if you're having too much light in Hashem, from the sunlight, it's not good. You need a lot of rain. You need a lot of clouds. And as you're growing, you need to have a little drips of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here and there, Hashba. But when everything's over, after the crops have grown in the field, so now you need the clarity. Remove the clouds, dry it up, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really behind everything. So too in your own life, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, so as we're growing, we're looking to learn more. So you need cracks in the clouds, some sun, some cloud. But when it's all over, you finished whatever you finished, you completed a mitzvah, you completed a mesechta, you completed something in Ruchnius, then you need just clarity. No more clouds, that realize that this whole process was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the sun that comes at the end, the dry season, the sunny, the heat, the summer at the end tells us that it all really came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.